Beautiful weather is occurring across the Dakotas and Minnesota this hour, and we're going to enjoy it for a few more hours, but thunderstorms will evolve later today. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The skies are mostly sunny across the majority of our listening area. We do have temperatures in the 70s and a few lower 80s, the warmest weather in southern Minnesota. There are a few thunderstorms that have begun to pop up around south-central portions of South Dakota, but the rest of the region is free and clear of precipitation. In fact, there's not much cloud cover around either. As we go forward through the second half of the afternoon, those showers and storms out to the southwest are going to become more widespread in the Missouri River Valley, and we'll look for points from the Missouri River westward to pick up on rain during the middle of the afternoon in a scattered manner. As we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight, a developing low pressure center in South Dakota will help to enhance the precipitation. Much of this will occur in the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. And it's really tomorrow that we'll see the majority of the rain occur. After midnight, and especially during the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, we'll likely see the majority of the rain and thunderstorm activity beginning to intensify. And some moderate to heavy rain is expected. This precipitation event will continue through the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night, ending on Friday morning. Now, portions of South Dakota will see drier weather already Thursday night. Rain totals with this system will likely run from 1 to 3 inches from the interior northeast part of South Dakota through interior southern and west central portions of Minnesota. It's a rather narrow band, but we will see some impressive rainfall in that region. And outside of that, we'll see the rest of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota picking up on probably 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of moisture. Farther north, northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota will be left mostly dry. Now, after the storm system passes on Friday morning, there will be a new disturbance coming in from Canada and will pass through the Dakotas into Minnesota, especially on Friday afternoon and Friday evening. We'll see an increase in scattered showers. They will not be very impressive, but they will be commonplace across the region. So it'll be one of those deals where somebody gets a little bit of moisture, maybe upwards to 1/4 to 1/2 inch in a spot or two, but a lot of other areas will either be missed or just get trace amounts. The precipitation that occurs will diminish quite a bit as we move from Friday night into Saturday morning, but we'll repeat the process all over again as we go out a little bit deeper into the forecast period, taking us into the weekend with another round of afternoon and evening showers possible. Temperatures over the next few days are going to be a little bit mild. Tomorrow, a lot mild. We're going to be looking at upper 60 and 70 degree readings in the rainy areas tomorrow. Otherwise, 70s and 80s will dominate the next several days across the region. Nighttime lows will be mostly in the 50s with a couple of lower 60s in the southeast and maybe way out to the west in Montana or western North Dakota. We might see some upper 40s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.